about it.
CHFI Toronto, proudly broadcasting from the traditional territory of Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabeg, the Chippewa, the Haudenosaunee, and the Wendat peoples. 98.1 CHFI.
Guys, something crazy happened to me recently, and I could not believe it resulted in me getting a parking ticket. I'll tell you what happened next.
I want to follow where she goes. I think about her and she knows it. I wanna let it take control. 'Cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. And maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. She says that she's never afraid. Just picture everybody naked. She really doesn't like to wait. Not really into hesitation. Pulls me in enough to keep me guessing. Oh, and maybe I should stop and start confessing. Confessing, yeah. Oh, I've been shaking. I love it when crazy, you take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back.
Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. And we stumbled in the dark, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright. 'Cause if we lost our minds and we took it way too far, I know we'd be alright. I know we would be alright if you were by my side. We stumbled in the dark, I know we'd be alright. Shaking, I love it when you go crazy. You take all my inhibitions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You take me places that tear up my reputation. Manipulate my decisions. Baby, there's nothing holding me back.
It's the Pooja and Gurdeep show. No Pooja. She is in Mexico and we're not jealous at all, right? Minus 18 is what it feels like right now, and you don't want to hear this, but flurries and a chance of light snow today.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
I can't believe I got a ticket. I can't believe it.
What happened?
This is such a bizarre and specific story. All right, so
like, this is a parking ticket or a speeding ticket?
A parking ticket.
Okay.
Okay, so you've seen my car in the parking lot. Like the front license plate has been peeling for like months,
yes.
Right? I'm like, I know I have to replace this. So recently, I was like, I'm going to get this done. So I look up a Service Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
There's one downtown on Dundas, just west of Bathurst. I'm like, okay, I'm going to carve out a couple hours. Just go line up, get the plates replaced. Just get this taken care of. So I go line up I tell them what I need. I fill out the forms and all that. Great. They hand me new plates. And I thought they sort of reprint the same license plate number, so you get the same license. But no, they just handed me two generic plates.
Oh, okay.
Right? I'm like, oh, okay. They're like, oh, before we give these to you, though, you have to hand us your old plates for us to give these to you. You can't keep your old plates. It's like, oh, okay, hold on. Stay here. So I run out to my car, and I brought a screwdriver because I knew this might be a thing. So I'm taking off my old plates.
Okay.
And then I run back. Now, I paid for parking until 3 p.m., okay? Now, this probably went until about 3:10. After 3 o'clock, you cannot park on Dundas.
Oh, no.
So it's I'm looking at my watch. I'm like, okay, it's just like a couple minutes after 3. This is fine. I get the new plates. I go put the one on the front. I go around back. I squat behind my car. I put the new one on the back. I get up, perfect, look at my watch, it's like 3:08, hop in the car, got my new plates, I've returned the old ones, boom, finally got this taken care of, off my to-do list.
Amazing.
As I sit down in my car, I see the yellow ticket flapping from my wiper.
I hate when that happens, that feeling of, wait,
yeah.
What?
And I'm like, okay, this must have happened when I was in the Service Ontario and my old plates were in the car. So you know the first thought that went through my head? I was like,
they're gonna charge it to the old plates.
I'm like, I don't have to pay this. Those old plates no longer exist. Those are out of the system. So I'm like, sweet, no problem. I didn't even take the ticket. I just drove home with it in my windshield.
No, you didn't.
I did. I drove home like, if it flies off, it's for my old plates. Who cares? This is a phantom ticket. I get home to my parking garage.
Phantom ticket said nobody ever, by the way. Okay.
So I grab it, and I'm thinking, I get it when I get home, I look at it, and I look, and the license number is the new license plate number.
How?
I go, but I was in the presence of the car the whole time the new plates were on. Then I thought, I go, the only time this could have, it couldn't have happened when I was putting my front plate on, because I was at the front. In the 2 minutes I was squatting behind my vehicle, a parking officer was putting in a ticket, and I was behind my car squatting. You probably thought I was hiding.
How did he not? Well, first of all, how did you not see him, and how did he not see you?
I have no idea. I was so laser focused on screwing in the plate. I don't know.
Have you ever used a screwdriver before?
Apparently not. How many deep shows does it take to put in a? And
wow.
Then I thought, oh man, I'm going to have to pay this $30 ticket, whatever. Oh, no. $185.
No.
Yep.
That much?
Mm-hmm.
What? And you were there the whole time?
And I was there the whole time.
I guarantee you he saw you squatting.
But then he would have seen me changing my license plates unless he thought I was hiding.
It doesn't matter. He saw you squatting, and now he's telling his side of the story, and everyone's laughing
at you.
On
his morning show.
Maybe in the description of why you got a ticket, it was like hiding from a parking ticketing officer.
Either way,
that's what it says.
From now until the day I die, this will be the most bizarre parking ticket story of my life. That's Tony Braxton on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. Minus 18 is what you got to dress for and stick around. We got pink coming up for you in the next block.
With CHI Traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. If you are using that eastbound side of the 401, approaching Allen and the Collectors, we've got the left lane closed off. That's all because of a collision. West 401 at Kennedy and the Collectors, maintenance in the two right lanes again today. And it looks like the Fort Erie-bound QEW over the Burlington Skyway, we've got a couple lanes closed off for maintenance work. Up your game. Lease a hybrid CRV from 2.49% up to 24 months. Visit HondaOntario.com.
Imagine winning your share of
$50,000. Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000, and it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Last time the Ontario Liberals were in power, they created hallway medicine. They opened the door to selling off our healthcare for parts. And they're in the pockets of the same wealthy insiders as Doug Ford. But despite all that, the current Ontario Liberal leader says her party invested too much in healthcare while in power. We can't trust them to fix healthcare. They're out of ideas and out of touch. The Ontario Liberals aren't on your side. To defeat Doug Ford, we need new leadership and new ideas. Authorized by the CFO for the Ontario NDP.
86 deliveries made.
11 friends' houses moved. Oh.
9 renos completed, and the next one on its way.
Measure your Tundra's capability and memories, not just mileage. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax SR from $150 weekly for 36 months at 4.79% with $5,800 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Mike Rowe here with a quick question. Have you noticed cracks in your drywall chimney or exterior walls? I hope not, because if you have, they could be indications that you've got a much bigger problem with your foundation. That's where Groundworks comes in. They can honestly assess your situation and create a plan to stabilize your foundation. Schedule your free inspection at groundworks.ca/row. And while you're there, check out my latest dirty job. It's a good one.
Licensed where work is performed. See website for details.
We Canadians believe in love at first sight. So at Harvey's, when we looked at our classic poutine in all its glory, we said, let's put a ring on it. Crispy onion rings, to be specific. New Frings Poutine, only for a limited time at Harvey's.
Avec une carrière en soins de santé au Nouveau-Brunswick, vous pouvez profiter plus de votre cours, de vos temps libres, de la vie. Visitez emploisantenb.ca. Un message du gouvernement du Nouveau-Brunswick.
I'm registered dietitian Abby Sharp, and on my new podcast, Bite Back with Abby Sharp, I'll be dismantling the multi-billion dollar diet industry that keeps us in a cycle of self-loathing and food fear. Join me every Tuesday for expert interviews, engaging conversations, and my signature science and sass to bust myths, correct misinformation, and help you break free from diet culture for good. Listen for free on Amazon Music.
Sleep Country's Warehouse Blowout Sale is this weekend only. Premium products at clearance prices, plus save the tax. Mattresses starting at $99, high-quality bedding from $20 and more at 7920 Airport Road. Doors open at 9 a.m., Flexity financing available.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
Tonight on City TV.
In every great city, heinous crimes cast a dark shadow.
Law and Order Toronto Criminal Intent.
These crimes have a face, but in order to prove it, the evidence must be undeniable.
The truth is not always obvious, but we won't stop until we find it.
Because maybe we can make this city a little bit safer.
I'm Detective Graff. This is Detective Bateman.
Law and Order Toronto Criminal Intent. All new tonight, 10, 9 central on City TV. Or stream it on City TV Plus.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
I don't want to say I'm a big deal, but I am a superhero. I love helping people consolidate their debts, and that's what I did for the Smiths. I took their bills and zoom! Wha-bam! Zap! Turn them into one low monthly payment. No, this sounds not necessary, but it's part of the fun.
Own your home? Need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Just for license 12616.
Our hearts beat strong and proud, but we tend to underestimate the gravity and prevalence of heart failure. Did you know that there are 1 million Canadians living with heart failure? It can affect anyone at any time. February is Heart Month, and the Ted Rogers Center for Heart Research is celebrating 10 years of healthier hearts for all Canadians. You can be certain the commitment to research and innovation will continue for decades to come, beating strong and proud in all of us. Follow the Ted Rogers Center for Heart Research on Instagram at T Rogers Research.
This March break, take the whole family to see Jim Henson's Fraggle Rock, Back to the Rock Live, a magical and musical theater experience March 11th at The Rose. Tickets at RamptonOnStage.ca.
Waking up with the Pooja and Pradeep Show.
With Toronto's perfect music mix and home of the no repeat guarantee. 98.1 CHFI.
Good morning. So turns out, you're doing it wrong. I'm doing it wrong. We're all doing it wrong, most of us anyway, when it comes to our phones and how we charge them. What? Come on, man. We'll tell you about it after Pink.
Ever wonder about what he's doing? How it all turned to lies? Sometimes I think that it's better. Never ask why.
Hey, happy Thursday. You geared up for the big game tonight. Canada, U.S., 8 o'clock on Sportsnet. Minus 18 right now. Flurries and a chance of light snow today.
Pooja and Gurdeep Show presents...
You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. If you are somebody who takes your cell phone and before you go to bed, you plug it in to charge it overnight...
What? That's everybody.
And you leave it there, you're doing it wrong.
That's... Every person I know, we all charge our phone overnight. It's the logical time to charge it.
It makes sense because you want to wake up with your battery at 100% charge.
Can I tell you, there's like nothing worse than starting your day where if your charger had come loose or for whatever reason, the connection's loose and you start your day and you're at like 21%. I feel like I'm at 21%.
It's so true. I start to panic.
Yeah.
And then you got to find a charger. It's a whole thing. And, you know, but if you're doing this, the reason why it's bad is you're actually reducing the battery life in your phone. And you might think, oh, okay, well, what's the big deal? It's that over time, your phone is just going to stop working and not charging properly and not doing what it needs to do because slowly that battery is deteriorating by charging it to 100% and then leaving it on the charge.
When are you supposed to charge it? Because when people wake up, you pretty much have your phone on your person all day.
What you're supposed to actually do is not even charge it to 100%. You're only supposed to charge it to like 80 to 90%.
When are you supposed to charge it? Because when people wake up, you pretty much have your phone on your person all day.
What you're supposed to actually do is not even charge it to 100%. You're only supposed to charge it to like 80 to 90%.
Who's going
to
sit by their phone and charge it? And why does it go to 100 then?
It goes to 100, which is great. But then over time, that sort of creates this chemical aging of the battery. And they say it will deteriorate roughly 10 to 15% faster over your phone's lifetime.
Okay. If this is true, this is really dumb. And this should not be on the consumers to sit by their phone and let it go to 80 and to find other pockets of time in the day to charge their phone. Work around the consumers' needs. People charge their phone at night and then they use it all day because we're addicted to them. Phone manufacturers, fix this.
Fix this. Not to mention, how much do we spend on these smartphones? We spend so much money. Of course you want it fully charged. And like, don't you think it should say that somewhere? Maybe it does say that in that manual that nobody reads.
I've charged my phone overnight every night for like the last 15 years, and I've never had a problem with my phone just like the battery just dying.
Okay, I feel the same way as you. But then producer Steph recently had to take her phone in. This is your son's phone.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
And I hate to tell you, Pooja's right.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, what kind of phone is it though? Don't tell me it's an Android, isn't it?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. That's not what the tech said.
iPhones for years, and I've never.
It doesn't
had
matter.
Issue.
So I used to have iPhones, and the same thing would happen where the battery would die, and the tech always told me when I'd bring it in to see what was wrong with my battery. The same thing that they told you on the first cell phones that we have these lithium batteries or whatever they are, is that we shouldn't keep them plugged in because it kills the battery.
That was 1996. I know. 30 years ago.
Exactly. So when I brought his phone in and she said the same thing to me, she's like, that's what happened to his phone. The battery burnt the whole inside of his phone because he leaves it plugged in even when he's playing with it or charging it overnight. And she said, the number one repair that she does on every single phone.
He's charging it all day?
No. He'll sometimes, if he's playing a game, he'll go and he'll plug it in and he'll play while it's plugged in. Or he'll leave it plugged in overnight.
Past the full charge.
Yeah. Because she says power continues to go to your phone. She said the number one repair they do on any type of phone is battery repair.
Did she also say, Pooja will tell you, you're doing it wrong.
Yes.
Wrong. Just the messenger.
98.1
CHFI.
Discover an exclusive presentation right now on Seeker.
The Honorable Dr. Gene Augustine, Shirley Jackson, James Alexander, Willie O'Ree. There's so many incredible black pioneers. I'm Shem. Nikki and I created an incredible special that we can't wait for you to listen to. It's called Proud, a celebration of black history, exclusively on Seeker.
Download the free Seeker app from the App Store or Google Play. Seeker. Seek your sound.
S-E-E-K-R. Seeker.
Green Park's newest creation, Aquanova Condos, is set to energize the Mississauga skyline and waterfront. Inspired by the vibrant energy of Lakeview Village, this dynamic tower celebrates the harmony of community and culture by creating a symphony between nature and modern living. Condos at Aquanova start from the low 500s. This is your chance. Register now. Green Park, the people's builder.
Come From Away, the musical sensation the Toronto Star gives a perfect 4 out of 4 and declares it a joyous, uplifting, and life-affirming piece of theater. Something in the middle of The Globe and Mail calls it a triumphant homegrown hit. And Next Magazine says Come From Away is a show that you experience more than just once. Come From Away, now playing at Toronto's Royal Alexandra Theatre. Book at Mervish.com.
Looks like I'm staying in this weekend.
Again. Not me. I'm going to be working on my tan.
What? It's freezing out.
Not down south. I got a great deal from Sell-Off Vacations, and there's one for you, too. With sun packages up to 50% off to Mexico, the Dominican Republic, Cuba, or Jamaica.
No wonder you've been in such a good mood.
Hard not to be when I'm headed to my happy place. Give winter the cold shoulder and save today. Contact your local travel expert or visit selloffvacations.com.
When you're working out at Planet Fitness, it's a judgment-free zone, so you can really step up your workout. That's why we've got treadmills. And our team members are here to help, so you can be carefree with the free weights. There are also balance balls, bikes, cables, kettlebells, and TRX equipment. But, like, no pressure.
Get started at Planet Fitness for $1 down and then $15 a month. Offer expires February 28th. $49 annual fee applies. See Home Club for details.
At Desjardins, we speak business. We speak equipment modernization. We're fluent in data digitization and expansion into foreign markets. And we can talk all day about streamlining manufacturing processes. Because at Desjardins Business, we speak the same language you do. Business. So join the more than 400,000 Canadian entrepreneurs who already count on us and contact Desjardins today. We'd love to talk. Business.
Juno Award-winning singer-songwriter Charlotte Cardin. His pop acts will be hitting OLG stage at Fallsview Casino July 12th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Charlotte Cardin, live July 12th. OLG stage at Fallsview Casino.
Want to vote early in this election? Advance polls are open from February 20th to the 22nd. Learn more at elections.on.ca.
Hope your morning's off to a great start. Let's get your news right now with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning. Delta Airlines is offering all passengers on Monday's flight that crash-landed at Toronto's Pearson Airport $30,000 U.S. in compensation. The airline says the money has no strings attached. Yesterday, the wreckage was cleared from a runway at Pearson. The Transportation Safety Board of Canada continues to investigate. Advance voting in the Ontario election opens today. Ontario's main party leaders will continue campaigning with Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie in Toronto, NDP leader Marit Stiles in Brampton. The Greens' Mike Schreiner will be in Kitchener, and PC leader Doug Ford will make an announcement in Milton this morning. A frozen chicken nuggets brand marketed for kids has been recalled by the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. Swiss Chalet brand nuggets have been recalled because there could be pieces of bone in them. The products come in the shapes of stars, moons, and planets. Injuries have been reported, though it's unclear how many or how serious. In sports, the Scepters beat New York 4-1, and Canada will take on the U.S. tonight in the Four Nations final at 8. CHFI weather. Today, cloudy with periods of light snow, a high of -6. Tonight, cloudy through the evening, chance of flurries overnight and a low near -10. Tomorrow, sun and cloud with a high near -4. Right now, it's -11, feels like -18. On the eastbound 401 approaching Allen and the Collectors, we've got the left lane and the right lane both blocked because of a collision. If you're on the westbound 401 at Kennedy and the Collectors, two right lanes remain closed off. That's all because of ongoing road work.
It's Megan from Pickering. I love the Pooja and Gurdeep show. I wake up every morning early with a cup of coffee and my baby to listen.
All right, so you know how politicians place friendly bets on big sporting events? Like, if we win, you have to wear our jersey, and if you win, we'll wear yours. Well, I've got a wild hypothetical for tonight's game, and I want to know if you love it or hate it. Would you take the bet? I'll tell you what it is after Ace of Base.
She woke up late in the morning, like, and the day I just-
Ace of Base on the Pooja and Gurdeep Show. No Pooja today. She is on a beach in Mexico somewhere. 5:35 right now. Feels like minus 18.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
Canada, U.S. tonight. It feels like the only story right now. It's what I think everybody is talking about and dialed into. Whether you're a hockey fan, a hardcore puckhead like myself, or just patriotic. You're just a Canada fan. Like, even if you're not a hockey fan, you get on board because you're Canadian. You care about your country. This is one where we all stand together, regardless of political stripe or whatever. You're just cheering for Canada tonight, right?
It's like the World Cup. Like, I don't watch Italy play soccer, all the like, smaller teams play soccer. But then when it's World Cup, I'm like, go Italy.
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing.
That's exactly it. This isn't your club team. This is your nation. And all the players will go back to their club teams after this. The NHL resumes on Saturday. But tonight, it is all about national and international supremacy. Canada or U.S., who is the best hockey nation? So my guess is Justin Trudeau is going to be there. He was at Saturday's game. U.S. President Donald Trump has been invited. We don't know if he's actually going to show up or not. You think he's going to be there, Trumpy?
Probably. I don't know. Like, I feel like he's everywhere now. Like, literally just taking any opportunity to have his face everywhere.
The game's in Boston, which is not like a super long flight from Washington or wherever, wherever he is. Yeah. Mar-a-Lago, I'm not sure. Okay, so you know how politicians always make these like fun, friendly bets? Like, if our team wins, we're going to send you like a Canadian, whatever. If your team wins, we'll send you Canadian maple syrup.
Right.
And we'll wear your jersey. And if your team wins, they make these friendly bets, right?
Yep.
I thought of one, and I want to run it by you. It is an outrageous hypothetical, strictly hypothetical, but I want to know if you would accept this bet.
Okay.
This is the bet. So picture this, okay? So Trump and Trudeau both show up. They're in a box. The camera picks them up, like chit-chatting, making pleasantries in a box. And one of them offers this to the other. If Canada wins, no tariffs. Scrap the tariffs. Never want to hear about the tariffs again. If U.S. wins, tariffs start tomorrow. It's risky. It's risky. what do you think?
I want to say yes. I would need them to win. I would need Canada to absolutely win.
And it's like, I'm trying to be objective here. Obviously, I'm a huge Canada fan. But objectively, this game is basically a coin flip. Like, we're very good. U.S. is also very good.
Don't jinx it, though.
They did beat us in the round robin, although they also beat us in the round robin in 2010, which no one remembers. And then we went on to win the whole Olympics. So
I don't know. It's our game. I have faith.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's
you
a scary bet.
I don't know.
I need some time to think about it. I don't know.
I'm going to be bold for the sake. I don't know if I actually feel this way, but for the sake of this segment, I'm going to say I will take the bet. Yeah. I will take the bet that we never hear about tariff talk again if Canada wins tonight and we get slapped with them tomorrow if U.S. wins.
I'm sure Trump would think of something else, though, to do. Even if he lost, he'd find something else.
Yeah, we
do
need
to
lawyers to write this up. Okay, this is my question for you. Strictly hypothetical. We'll have some fun with it. Would you be willing to play the game tonight for the tariffs? If Canada wins, no tariffs. If U.S. wins, tariffs. We want to hear from you. Call us right now on this hypothetical, 416-872-CHFI.
Deep in your eyes, I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you not to go. Call your name 2-3 times in a row. It's a funny thing for me to try to explain. I'm feeling in my pride is all to blame. Cause I know I don't understand just how you love you doing no one else can. Got me looking so crazy right now. When I talk to my friends so quietly,
who we think he is?
Look at what you did to me. Tell the shoes I'm leaving, these are buy a new dress. If you ain't there, ain't nobody else to impress. The way that you know what I thought I knew is the beat in my heart just when I'm with you. But
But I still don't feel the same. Just how you look and doing no one else came. You got me looking so crazy right now.
Traffic, I'm Eva Frangiscados. Eastbound 401 approaching Allen in the Collectors. We've got two lanes closed for a collision on the westbound side of the 401. Not much happening through there. Just some construction through Kennedy in the Collectors. And northbound 400 at Highway 88. Looks like the problems through there have cleared away. Head to Specsavers soon before their savings event ends. Get two pairs of glasses for only $99. That includes single vision lenses too. Conditions apply. See Specsavers.ca.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000. And it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Discover more value than ever at Loblaws. This week, get a whole chicken for just $1.99 a pound. Hurry, offer ends Wednesday, February 26th. Shop in-store or online today. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
At BDC, we know being an entrepreneur means always being ready to take on challenges and seize opportunities. Get up to $100,000 with our small business loan to make your projects a reality. Simple, quick, and with no application fees, the BDC online loan offers you flexibility to protect your cash flow with favorable repayment terms. Apply now at bdc.ca/online loan. Certain conditions apply. BDC. Financing, advising, know-how.
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name? If your name is Joshua or Aaron, Booster Juice has a free smoothie, fresh juice, or booster mixer with your name on it. Valid today only with your Booster Rewards app.
Whoa, it's freezing in here.
My old furnace is acting up. Want a blanket?
You should take advantage of Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning's annual off-season sale. With discounts and government rebates, you can get over $10,000 off a new cold climate heat pump. It heats and cools your home efficiently, saving you money every month.
Goodbye blankets. Hello savings.
Call Atlas Care today for this limited time offer and trust the pros in the green trucks to save you big bucks.
Behind every drop of water in Toronto, there's a story of unseen heroes and their unwavering commitment to public health. QP Local 416 members oversee the treatment and distribution of over 1.5 billion liters of water each day. Join us in recognizing the essential services our heroes in Toronto Water for generations have delivered daily and help preserve access to safe, clean, abundant water for all. Learn more at local416.ca/waterforall.
I'm registered dietitian Abby Sharp, and on my new podcast, Bite Back with Abby Sharp, I'll be dismantling the multi-billion dollar diet industry that keeps us in a cycle of self-loathing and food fear. Join me every Tuesday for expert interviews, engaging conversations, and my signature science and sass to bust myths, correct misinformation, and help you break free from diet culture for good. Listen for free on Amazon Music.
Julia is a therapist who specializes in relationships. When she came to Aaron Park Toyota for a new vehicle, she was impressed. Not only did they actively listen to her input, they freely shared their time and knowledge and were genuinely committed to finding a vehicle right for her. It was a relationship she would give a green flag to.
Be our guest at Aaron Park.
It's time to Toyota. Get 6.99% lease rates up to 39 months on the brand new 2025 Crown Signia, all equipped with Toyota Safety Sense.
By 2050, new cancer cases are projected to rise by 77%. It's why the Princess Margaret is reigniting our commitment to transform cancer outcomes in a quest we call Carry the Fire. But we can't achieve this alone. We need your help. Together, let's carry the fire for a world free from the fear of cancer and give every cancer patient brighter tomorrows. Donate to the Princess Margaret Cancer Foundation at carrythefire.ca.
Hi, David Gowling here from M&P Debt, Licensed Insolvency Trustees. Navigating the online debt help information can be overwhelming, often leaving you wondering who to trust. At M&P, we're your local guide, offering expertise to cut through the confusion. We're not just in your community, we're also a click away online. For a free consultation, call 310-3328 or visit us at mnpdebt.ca.
Call us on the phone or see us on the net. 310-DEBT.
We all want to plan for retirement, but sometimes life has other plans. Kids, career changes, renovations, and repairs. Just know you're not alone, and it's never too late to start planning. Visit canada.ca/retirement to explore public pension programs, calculators, quizzes, tools, and more to help you plan for a financially secure retirement. A message from the Government of Canada.
98.1 CHFI.
Good morning. Buy Canadian, right? That's what we're all trying to do right now. Well, guess what? There's actually a couple of apps that let you scan items at the grocery store so you can find out their origin. I will tell you about them next.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth. And I owe it all to you. So long now, I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall, and we felt this magical.
way before.
Never felt
yes, I swear, way. It's a truth, and I hope.
Pooja's favorite song and Pooja's favorite movie, Dirty Dancing. She's not here. She's on a beach in Mexico. It is 5:52 and minus 18.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show presents What Day Is It? On 98.1 CHFI.
It's the Four Nations Face-Off Championship game. That's what day it is. Canada, U.S. It's a late one tonight, 8 o'clock. Steph, you going to watch tonight?
I'm going to try. I'm so busy. I might actually stay up, to be honest, because I have to make balloons for my daughter's birthday tomorrow.
Make balloons or blow them up?
Both.
Okay. You fashion them, you actually make them up?
I do,
okay.
Yeah. It takes a long time. But yeah, so instead of doing it tomorrow, because I'm going to be so busy, I might do it today, so I might stay up
while
and watch
you're watching
it.
The game. Okay, nice. I got to get a nap in because it's late. The game's going to go till 11 o'clock probably with the ceremony at the end and everything. So with this game and everything, all the geopolitical stuff going on in the background, it's really a time we're all trying to buy Canadian, right? Like, and I don't know if this was something you already paid attention to. I'll admit, before all this tariff talk came in, when I'm grocery shopping, whatever, I just buy the stuff that I'm in the habit of buying. I don't really tend to look at where things are made, but I do now.
Yeah, and there was some stuff before all this that I would look and I'm like, oh, is it made in Canada? I don't. It's specifically, I think it was like things like maple syrup. I want to make sure that it was made here in Canada because you know it tastes better.
Oh, totally.
But now, just like you, I'm like making sure I'm turning it around and looking. I didn't realize how much stuff was actually made here, which is great.
Yeah, that makes it easier to shop. By the way, if we're buying maple syrup from anywhere but Canada, I feel like they should take our passport away. Like, what are we doing?
And why is it in the store?
You should not even carry it. Okay, so there's a few ways we've looked into this. There's a few ways you can do this. If you're also just trying to buy a little bit more Canadian, you're like, how do I start? When you're at the grocery store, I didn't always know this, but just checking the product, like Steph said, turn the product around, have a look. You want to look for either made in Canada, product of Canada, assembled in Canada, or imported by Canada. A lot of them will say that. However, there's also a couple of apps that are out now where you can scan the barcode and it'll tell you where they think the product is from. So I went and did some primary research yesterday.
Ooh.
Went to the grocery store, downloaded the app. So there's two of them. There's one called CanMade,
okay.
CAN-made, and there's another one called Check the Label. They're both kind of like the Yuka app where it brings up like a little barcode thing. You scan it and it tells you, we think this product originated here, and it tells you with a certain degree of confidence, like, oh, there's a 70% chance that this is,
right. Okay.
We can tell you this is confidently Canadian. So it's not completely foolproof, but it's helpful. I tried it out on a few items yesterday, yogurt and Lay's potato chips, which I know are Canadian, and that's checked out. So it's just good. I mean, if you're debating between two different types of yogurt, one is Canadian, the other one's not. I'm like, okay, well, this makes my decision easy for me. Then I'm going to go with the Canadian one.
So what, when it tells you with a certain degree of confidence, where are they getting this confidence from?
I think so. This thing looks like it's crowdsourced. So it's a fairly new app. So like people are basically saying this is where it's from. And the more people that like vote for it, it's sort of crowdsourced.
I can't remember which app I used to use too that started out and there wasn't a lot of users on it. And it was the same thing. They were supposed to input all the ingredients and everything on everything you were eating. Mm-hmm. And then I had deleted it. And then I went years later and I'm like, oh, this thing's still around. I went on way better because more people started using it.
Right.
And it made more sense to use it at that point.
With a
so
little
we need
bit
more
of runway.
People on these.
Yes. So once again, those two apps, if you want to get them, CanMade, CAN-made. And the other one is called Check the Label, and the things you want to look at on the back of products, made in Canada, product in Canada, assembled in Canada, imported by Canada, or just look for that good old maple leaf.
And I'll tell you something I bought the other day. I can't remember what the product was, but I turned it around to make sure. It said imported from Scarborough. I'm like,
oh,
what?
Wow.
Imported from
you have to pay
Scarborough.
Import taxes from Scarborough?
Yeah, I did.
Spent 24 hours with you. You spent the weekend getting even. Ooh. We spent the late nights making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. What I thought would, babe, let me close.
Cause girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's 6:45, maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking me for the last time, yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk, maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
It is 6 o'clock minus 18 on this Thursday morning. Let's get your news with Eva Fragiscados.
Good morning, Pooja and Gurdeep. The wreckage of the Delta Airlines plane that crashed Monday has now been moved from the runway at Pearson, but dozens of flights remain impacted. Delta Airlines has announced a $30,000 compensation package for the 76 passengers on the plane. The airline says the money comes with no strings attached. The crash continues to be investigated. Election Day is just 1 week away, and today advanced polls open and run until Saturday. The four main party leaders will be making their rounds in the GTA and Kitchener area today. Montreal's Oceaga Music Festival has announced this year's lineup. Olivia Rodrigo, The Killers, and hip-hop star Tyler, the Creator will headline the event, which takes place in August. Passes go on sale tomorrow morning. In sports, the Scepters beat New York 4-1, and Canada will take on the U.S. tonight in the Four Nations final at 8. CHFI weather. Today, cloudy with periods of light snow, a high of minus 6. Tonight, cloudy through the evening, chance of flurries overnight and a low near minus 10. Tomorrow, sun and cloud with a high near minus 4. Right now, it's minus 11. Feels like minus 18.